One time Krishna had a fever, and everyone was very worried that he would leave everything. There was no medicine that pacified him. But Krishna said, there is only one medicine that will cure this fever and give me life. A chaste woman who is perfect in her chastity has to bring me that medicine. Let that woman who is perfectly chaste take a clay pot with 100 holes in the bottom of it and go to the river Jamuna, fill it up to the top, and bring it to me without one drop falling out. That alone will cure me. So everyone in Brajbhumi was very much concerned with Krishna. So they immediately ran to Katila, because she was always boasting that she is the most chaste woman of Brajbhumi. So they told her, please do it. So they gave her the pot with 100 holes in it. Katila said, I went to the Jamuna, I filled it up, and within a second, there wasn't even a drop remaining in the pot. So then they decided that my mother, Jatila, she's also supposed to be very chaste. But when Jatila saw what happened to me, she was hiding. My pride was crushed to pieces. Then they called for Srimati Radharani. She is the only one who can save Krishna. Srimati Radharani said, how could I go? Everyone condemns me for being unchaste. When I go to the river Jamuna just to get water, people think I'm going there just to be with Krishna. So we fell at Radharani's feet and said, please, please, you have all our blessings, all our permission, bring that water. Kutila said to Radharani, you took that pot with 100 holes and brought it to Krishna, and not a single particle of a drop fell out. Krishna wanted the world to know that you are the supreme of all chaste gopis of Vrindavan. Kutila cried out that if you die, if you don't come back to consciousness, what will be our fate? Today the real pride of my life has been achieved because I have taken the dust from your lotus feet. Then Chandravali came with her sakis, headed by Shaivya. She, in Krishna's Leela, you have heard, is like a competitor. But she revealed in this pastime what her actual position is. She cried and bathed the feet of Radharani and took the dust on her head. She said, actually, Srimati Radharani, when Krishna comes into my kunja, it is only for one purpose, to increase the ecstasy of your love. When he's with me, he only thinks of you. I am so fortunate that I am just allowed to be a part of your transcendental Leela with Krishna. In Vrindavan, Yoga Maya makes everyone dance according to Krishna's will. Everyone is simply an instrument to increase the sweetness of the love between Radha and Krishna. Chandravali prayed that if you leave us, Radharani, no one will survive in Vrindavan and Krishna will never come back. Please do not die. So the whole of Vrindavan was weeping and crying, seeing Radharani's condition. And just at that moment, Krishna arrived in his chariot. Where did he arrive? At Niduvan. He came off his chariot. There he saw Srimati Radharani laying in her ecstatic, lifeless condition. Immersed in separation of Sri Radharani's love, Krishna cried out, oh Sri Radharani, I am coming to take the dust of your feet to place it on my head. At that moment, seeing Sri Radharani reciprocating with her love, the Lord exhibited an unparalleled, unprecedented form of ecstasy. Seeing Srimati Radharani, his eyes dilated, extremely big and round. Like a tortoise, his arms and legs entered into his body. And then he fell to the ground unconscious. As he laid there, a breeze from the Jamuna touched Krishna's body, and then the fragrance entered into Sri Radharani's senses. Lalita Sakhi whispered sweetly in her ear, Krishna has come, Krishna has come. Sri Radharani came to her external consciousness. She saw Krishna laying there in the form of Lord Jagannath.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.